Islam has been falsely introduced and propagated in many Western countries as a religion that restricts people, women in particular, in both private and public life. Yet, a large number of people in the West, especially in Britain, are converting to Islam, sending a contradictory message to such claims. According to the findings of a study conducted by the Islamic Center in Leicestershire, there had been 14,200 white converts to Islam in Britain at the time. The research is supervised by Yahya Burt. Yahya, formerly Jonathan, is a convert himself and son of Lord Burt, former Director General of the BBC in 2001. According to the research, those Britons, including top landowners, celebrities and the offspring of senior statesmen, have converted to Islam after being comprehensively disenchanted by Western values. In addition to converts such as Yahya, you can see other high-profile new Muslims such as Joe Ahmed Dobson, 30, the son of Frank Dobson, a former Labour Health Secretary, and the singer Yusuf Islam, who was once known as Cat Stevens. What attracts those people to a belief that is totally different from both Western Christianity and Western secularism? What would be the advantages for the converts and what are the costs? How do the converts live with their new Islamic faith? And how do women converts teach Islamic values to their children? No single factors can explain why Westerners, particularly Britons, are embracing the Islamic faith. But some common motivations include an attraction to Islam's high regard and respect for family and community, its strict moral and ethical standards, and the rationality and spirituality of its theology, as well as disillusionment with the unrestrained sexuality of so much of Western culture. Islam has now replaced Judaism as Britain's second religion, and it sometimes feels as if Islamophobia is replacing anti-Semitism as the principal Western statement of prejustice against the other. The massacre of more than 7,000 Muslims in 1995 never led to a stream of articles in the British press about the violent tendencies of racism. Yet every act of Al-Qaeda terrorism brings to the surface a great raft of criticism of Islam as a religion and dark mutterings about the sympathies of British Muslims. Today, there is a situation in London where the number of mosque-going Muslims is fast catching up with the number of followers of other religions. Not surprisingly, the Church of England officials are voicing concerns over drops in the number of people who regularly attend churches. Nor is there any obvious drop-off in the faith of second-generation British Muslims. There are now nearly 1,000 mosques serving Britain's 1.8 million Muslims, the great bulk of them having opened within the past 15 years. Such facts has made Islam the fastest growing religion not only in Britain but also in France and the US, and the immigration of Muslims to Britain and British natives converting to Islam are both giving momentum to this social phenomenon. But being Muslim is just a part of the British Muslim's religious identity. One may identify several factions of Islam within British society. According to Fuad Nahdi, founding editor and publisher of the Muslim magazine Q News, there's no other place in the world where you get quite as global a variety of Islam as in London, and the result is the beginnings here of a cosmopolitan and distinctively British form of Islam. Yet for all this, British Muslims remain firmly on the margins of national life. As far as the size of Britain's Muslim community is concerned, it is unfair that there are only 4 Islamic schools in the state sector. It is even more alarming that there are only 4 Muslim peers, 2 Muslim MPs and 1 single British Muslim MEP. British Muslims commonly complain about social abuse, discrimination and violence. Little of this gets reported, whether to newspapers, monitoring groups or the police. As an instance, one cannot find any credible statistics on incidents of Islamophobic violence in Britain, while, as far as anti-Semitism is concerned, accurate and up-to-date statistics are readily available from a variety of websites. As Jason Burke points out at the end of his book Al-Qaeda, the greatest weapon in the war on terrorism is the courage, decency, humor, and integrity of the vast proportion of the world's 1.2 billion Muslims. It is this that is restricting the spread of Al-Qaeda, not the activities of counter-terrorism experts. Without it, we are lost. Although one may argue the flourish of Islam is bringing prosperity to the British culture, but even among the Muslims a growing sense of concern could be seen easily. Fundamentalist sects of Islam are now trying to undermine the integration of British Muslims with other parts of society. One of the most rigid and reactionary of such sects is Wahhabism. It is the official and dominant religion in Saudi Arabia and ideological school of Al-Qaeda. According to well-defined historical documents, Wahhabism is a British-inspired fundamentalist movement. It is violent, right-wing, ultra-conservative, rigid, extremist, reactionary, sexist and intolerant, which its bloody historical record is well documented and cannot be erased or dismissed by anyone, which can even be tracked up to current times in Afghanistan. Consequently, Taliban was inspired by a Wahhabi scholar's teachings. As critics say, the rigidity of Wahhabism has caused the misinterpretation and actual distort of Islam, for which famous extremists such as Osama bin Laden and the Taliban have been the results. Wahhabism had begun its mushroom growth in the 1970s, when Saudi charities started funding Wahhabi schools or madrasas and mosques from Islamabad in Pakistan to Culver City and California in the US. The sect is not an old Islamic tradition. Indeed, it emerged only 250 years ago under the guidance of an obscure fanatic known as Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, who later formed an alliance with a group of desert bandits, dubbed the Swords. Al-Qaeda represents Wahhabism in its purest form, adopting a violent fundamentalist doctrine that rejects all non-Wahhabi Islam, especially the spiritual forms of Islam. It is an expansionist sect intolerant of Shiite Islam, other Sunnis, Judaism, Christianity and Hinduism. In fact, Wahhabis seek to challenge and destroy all of these faiths. The Saudi Wahhabi threat must not be underestimated. It requires grave attention, yet the British government has maintained close relations with the Saudi monarchy. Saudis spend billions of pounds each year promoting Wahhabism, much of it funding children's education in British faith schools and mosques.